News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The new Oireachtas Committee on Drugs must move forward with implementing a health-led approach to drug use rather than a criminal one. That's according to the citywide drugs crisis campaign. We're joined by the newly appointed committee chair, Gary Gannon, the Social Democrats TD for Dublin Central. Gary, you're the chair of that new Oireachtas Committee on Drugs. Do you agree with the citywide drugs crisis campaign's call?
Good morning, Shane. Good morning to your listeners. Yeah, firstly, I'm really delighted to be the chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Drugs. You know, my first role in politics was on my local drugs task force as a community rep. So for me, it's a source of real pride. Yeah, look, I do agree. Of course, I agree with the citywide recommendation that it needs to move across. But it's not only if I agree. I mean, the argument has been had extensively now. This call and this comes from a citizens' assembly that took place last year, where citizens of this country went in, debated the issues that they'd done on a number of different kind of issues over the course of the last decade, and they came to the conclusion that the present model of drugs, how we criminalise, how we sanction, how in many ways we don't support or focus on recovery, is not working. And they've made the call for a decriminalisation of the drug user. Now, I suppose what the role of the committee will be now that I'm chairing is to put meat to what exactly that means. You know, there are different forms of decriminalisation in Portugal that operates on kind of alternative sanction other than prison. In other areas like Oregon, it's actually no sanction at all, but focusing on kind of health-led activities. So for us, it's about putting meat to those bones. But it's not only about the decriminalisation. You know, those 36 different recommendations from that Citizens' Assembly. I think it's a whole, just going through each recommendation again, putting meat to it, see where we can make legislative proposals, see where we can offer kind of policy suggestions, and then giving a report to government.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. Because I think most people agree that criminalisation doesn't work. But look, there would be people, and I'm certainly one of them, that is slightly nervous about the idea about sending out a signal that, you know, that minor drug use is okay, and do you normalize it? And I know a lot of doctors in particular are worried about the kind of cannabis that's available today. They're worried about legalizing it. They're worried about the impact, particularly psychologically, it can have on people. It's a tricky enough balancing act, isn't it?
Yeah, Shane, and I really do think that's the rope that we all have to walk here, acknowledging the fact that this is a very significant change, even in public perception. And I think we have to continue to bring people on that journey with us. So I certainly, the recommendations of the Citizens' Assembly wasn't about legalisation. I mean, legalisation of cannabis was debated, and the Citizens' Assembly came by a slight majority to the conclusion that that wouldn't be the case. Now, decriminalisation and legalisation, they are different. Look, in other places like Portugal, you said there'll be alternative forms of sentencing where some might have some community service aspect, others would be...
Yeah, and sorry, Gary, I don't mean to cut across you. Like, people talk about Portugal a lot, but like Portugal's the only city I've ever been to where I was standing with my daughter in my arms and somebody offered me cocaine on the street. Like it's people mention Portugal as some kind of, you know, utopia in terms of, but like there is very obvious drug dealing on the streets there, I find, when I'm there.
Yeah, but Shane, would you not find, and look, utopia doesn't exist when it comes to the area of drugs. Drugs happen.
Yeah, no,
drugs
fair.
And I suppose for me, it's about like, so looking at kind of what drugs, the impact drugs would have, particularly in relation to kind of the chronic drug users and people who've taken drugs for, I don't know, like there is a kind of recreational drug use that nobody wants us to be promoting. And we think a part of the recommendation is to kind of having health-led promotion initiatives from the state that highlights kind of how the consumption of cocaine, and the cocaine is very prevalent in our society, is damaging on a multitude of levels. We're not only kind of doing the Nancy Reagan just saying no, offering proper pathways and treatment so people who can get themselves out of that. Nobody wants a scenario here where we're creating the conditions for which we kind of want to suggest that kind of drugs are normalised and everybody should go do them. That's far from this, what the reality is, what this committee wants to do. What we do want to accept is for many people, drugs are a reality in a very chaotic way, in a way that they don't want to be on them. They're self-medicating, and criminalising isn't going to be a pathway that has done any justice to that. I mean, sure, it costs the state huge amounts of money, it costs that person. So we need to find a way out of that and kind of looking at different models, maybe creating a model of our own. But then it is also about promoting health-based kind of initiatives, giving proper pathways for recovery, while acknowledging that drugs are prevalent. seeing how we can have kind of different and new ways of kind of health promotion and taking ourselves out of that. That's the role of the drugs committee. It certainly isn't about kind of normalising drugs in any way. Okay. Far, far from it.
Sure. Well, look, we wish you well in the new role. Gary Gannon there, Social Democrats TD for Dublin Central, but also the new Oireachtas Committee on Drugs chairman.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.